Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Morning Footy. Here's a look at the updated UEFA Women's Champions League bracket. PSG and Barcelona both picked up wins in leg one yesterday, both close 2-1 games. Tabitha Chuanga scored the winner for PSG against Haken, and Stama Perayuelo scored the winner for Barca against Braun. Chelsea and Lyon also lead on aggregate after leg one. And joining us now on the show to break all of it down and so much more is our own Lisa Carlin. Lisa, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. We had some exciting Champions League action this week.
We did. And it's interesting because Barcelona, one of the heavy favorites to win. And in that first leg quarterfinal game against Braun, it was a lot closer than people would have thought. Why do you think that is?
It was a lot closer. Barcelona had a lot of different opportunities and chances. They created really good chances against Braun, being able to break down a low block, getting behind. Barcelona was really, really patient on the ball, but Barcelona was wasteful with their chances and their opportunities. This match could have been put away in the first half, two or three goals for Barcelona, and then just look to keep possession against Braun. However, that was not the case. With Braun sitting back in a really low block, they were patient in their defensive efforts. They were resilient, and ultimately they get a goal. They are able to counter press against Barcelona and put Barcelona on their heels. Barcelona never really looked frazzled though at that point, but they have to put away their chances much earlier in the match if they want to be able to take teams out and just eliminate them from competition.
Lisa, to me, this feels like a big Champions League in the sense that we're finding out who still are the superpowers, and particularly Lyon. Yeah. For a long time, were world beaters, and it feels like they've slipped a little bit back. And I know they beat Benfica, but Benfica looked good. In particular, Francisca Nazareth looked absolutely amazing. Talk to me about where Benfica is right now and do Olympic Lyon need to win this in order to maintain that status?
Alexis, you are exactly right. When you look at the history of Benfica, this is a side that are the underdogs. They were founded in 2017. This is their first Champions League quarterfinal. They are the definition of underdogs, going up against eight-time champions in Lyon. And Benfica looked really, really good. They had a game plan, even without Jessica Silva in their front line, who just contributes so much to the attack for Benfica. But to get their first ever Champions League goal at the end of the first half on a mistake from Lyon and capitalization for Benfica. It was a bad, sloppy pass around the back for Lyon at halfway. And for Benfica, it's Feria. She's able to just take it the full length of the half of the field, and her calmness and composure puts it in the back of the net. It was really good play from Benfica. They look good. They have the energy to compete at this level. And Lyon has moments of really bad sloppiness. They're able to get Cascarino in the match late in this game. She gets her first Champions League start after coming back from an ACL tear for Lyon, and she really grows throughout this game. But in order for Lyon to advance, they have to start the game at the first whistle. They can't wait until their opposition scores on them. They have bad turnovers or something lucky bounces their way, and then they grow into the game, because Benfica, they looked hot right from the first whistle.
Lisa, let's talk about the other French superpower in Paris Saint-Germain. They beat Haken. How impressed were you with Paris Saint-Germain's performance?
I was really impressed with PSG. They got out of a tough group with Ajax and Bayern and Roma. So they already had a lot of competition heading into this match. And on the opening goal for PSG, it's Eva Gaetano, who is out of Notre Dame. She's an American player, just 21 years old, getting her first Champions League start. So the depth of PSG is really impressive because they're able to score in a variety of ways, crosses into the box, set pieces, Chiwenga getting in behind. She's so good and lethal in those areas. She just floats and gets around. And throughout this game against Haken, Haken actually looked really good. They had good spurts and moments there. Ultimately, they get the game-tying goal just before halftime, but they couldn't weather the storm and the pressure of the constant attack that PSG was throwing on them. And ultimately, PSG gets the win 2-1 on the day.
Chelsea just continuing to ball out under Emma Hayes and her farewell tour before she takes over the U.S. They picked up a 3-0 win in leg one. And this is the one trophy that Emma Hayes does not have in her cabinet. What is it going to take for Chelsea to get the job done and win this one with Emma Hayes at the helm?
Allie, Chelsea has to stay status quo, stick to the game plan every single day. They dominated over Ajax in this match on the road. Now they get to go back to Stamford Bridge and bring Ajax to their home territory, and they have to bring it to them again. Center back Jess Carter for Chelsea, she had a really good match. She was able to keep most of the game in front of her, really dictate the play and organization defensively, which is what Chelsea relies on. Because if they have organization in the back stemming from Jess Carter, they're allowed to have a lot more freedom throughout the front line, whether that's Neve Charles going forward, Katarina Macario, we saw her come in and make a big difference, ultimately getting assist in this match. But for Chelsea, they dominated this first leg. They had services into the box, they attacked with numbers, and they were organized. It looks pretty good for Emma Hayes' side, but the way that this Champions League bracket is built out right now, we could potentially see a Chelsea-Barcelona quarter or semifinal if both of these sides get through. And that's going to be a really big hurdle for Chelsea.
Hi, Lisa. So moving on to the women's national team, and the Olympic draw comes out. Give us your thoughts on the draw, and will Emma Hayes be in charge then?
Yeah, so Emma Hayes is set to take over this United States women's national team side at the end of Chelsea's run, hopefully at the Champions League final, if you're Emma Hayes saying that, which means that she should take over this group towards the middle, the end of June, and be with them as they head off to Paris. That is set to start July 24th. The United States have been drawn into Group B with Zambia or Morocco, that playoff game set to happen the first week of April, Germany, and then Australia. Frankly, this is the best the U.S. could have hoped for. Germany's a heavy hitter for sure in this group, but you cannot sleep on Australia or either of these African sides because of how far they've come. You take a look back at the World Cup, a lot of these nations got their first taste at really tough competition. The United States as well, they got a look at how tough the competition and how much it's grown around the world. But if the United States can get out of this group, which they should be able to, they'll then progress throughout the Olympics. I like this draw. It's really fun, but only a small, small number of nations advance to the Olympics.
Lisa, moving stateside, NWSL and Liga MX announced the addition of a new competition, the Femenil Summer Cup Tournament. What is the potential impact of a competition like this bringing these two leagues together?
The impact, the biggest impact, the positive one, is that it's a lot of good exposure for not only the 14 NWSL clubs, but the top six Liga MX Femenil clubs to compete against each other, to get eyes on them, whether it's individual players or just exposure, traveling around the United States, competing, allowing fans to come out and see them. It's going to help the growth of the game, ultimately. There are a lot of interesting wrinkles with this Summer Cup tournament. There are five groups, but only the top four teams teams advance to the semifinals. So you could potentially win your group and not even advance. It all comes down to point differential, which will be explained and brought out by the league later to come. It's kind of like the League's Cup, right? You think of it in the men's side of the game. That's exactly it. Another big factor of this, is it too many games? How many games are too many games on this competition? Of course, this comes just after CONCACAF announced their qualifiers for the Club World Cup. That will come just after this tournament happens. It's during the Olympics. The NWSL is in season. It's a lot of games for all of these players.
Lisa, let's just go back to the Champions League before we let you go. Take away Barcelona. Who do you think will win this competition? Or who's your favorites after Barcelona?
Okay, I was like, how are we taking away Barcelona?
No,
like,
taking
are
away
they
Barcelona,
losing? What's happening?
You're going to go for the easy one anyway, so let's take out Barcelona. Yeah. Who is next in line, do you feel?
I like it. So Barcelona are the favorites. Hands down, Chelsea is my number two. They look really good. They have a collective, unified want to win this. Being under Emma Hayes for the final time, it is the one trophy that has eluded this group and Emma Hayes under her tenure there. And all of the players have spoken about at Chelsea how much they admire Emma Hayes as their coach, how much they love playing for her, they respect her, and they want to win for her. So despite the adversity that Chelsea has gone through with injuries to superstar Sam Kerr, other players coming back from injury, all of the hate that's been thrown at them with Emma Hayes leaving and everything, that Chelsea is still one of the top favorites to win Champions League.
Sometimes that adversity can really bring a team together. And on the men's side, we've seen what the departure of a beloved manager can do for a team. Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp, they already won the Carabao Cup and are in contention for other trophies as well. So going to be interesting to see what this Chelsea side can do. Lisa, great chatting with you. Thanks for waking up and joining us on this fine, what is it, Thursday morning?
Thursday morning.
Yeah. I had to think about that for a second.
Go put your shelf together, Lisa. We can see that Amazon package.
Thanks,
go put it together. It's okay.
Nigel's racing
guys,
over after the show to help you out. So that's just our guy, Nigel Rio Coker, always lending a helping hand.
May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.